Today is January the 19th, 2021, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you're the architect of the earth, the beginning and the end, the comforter and the divine redeemer. You are entirely sincere and the fountain of life, our guardian and our high priest. You are the intelligent designer and Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You hold the key to all knowledge. You're the light of the world, and you are the maker of all things. O Lord, nothing is impossible for you. You're the opener of our hearts and the God who makes promises. You are quick to hear us. You're the ruler over everything. Lord, you are the stability of our times and the one we want to touch. You are ubiquitously ours. And Lord, you are vast in your greatness. You're the wonderful counselor and the example we all long to follow. You are Yahweh and the God of Zion. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you for this chance to come into your throne room, the absolute privilege of praying with my brothers and sisters in the public schools. Lord, they need help. This is one crazy year in so many ways, so help them today especially as they honor Martin Luther King, as they look to what to do with the children through this pandemic, even still, and what to do and think and say about Inauguration Day tomorrow. Let their hearts be full of love and kindness, humility, and joy, looking to you always for the love that they need and the understanding that they need to not be afraid, for you are in charge. We love you, Lord. We look to you for everything, and we pray in the holy and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our King. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are on day 93 together, and we're in Psalm 85. The Word of God, Psalm 85. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sins, Selah. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way. The Word of God, Psalm 85. Oh, praise God for his amazing word. The second thing we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals that are offered at Christian Educators Association International, CEAI.org. Today's devotional is written by Sharon Sewell. It is called The Observation. The prayer. Father, let us listen and learn. Let us grow and change to be like Jesus. Amen. The scripture that Sharon chose is Proverbs 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction, but he who regards a rebuke will be honored. As a reading coach, part of my responsibility is to observe teachers as they teach. My expectations are pretty high. I look for things that are going right. I try not to cringe when things are off track and not up to par. I keep a steady gaze and focus on how students respond to the teacher, if they are engaged in the lesson, and if the lesson is making a difference. It's not the teacher's favorite part of my job. I make no opinionated comments. I simply observe and record what I see and hear. After the observation, we debrief and see what can be done to make things better. As I see it, there's always room for improvement. I also take this time to specifically point out what went right with the lesson and how much the students must appreciate their time and effort. Some teachers are eager to improve, but for some, it's an ouch moment. They see me as an intruder. Now, when I am bringing them resources and needed materials, I'm an okay person, but not when it gets down to brass tacks about what's going on in the classroom. They do not want to hear what I think. Suggestions for improvement takes them out of their comfort zone. They simply want to be left alone to their own devices. Jesus sees all and knows all. When it's time for rejoicing, he rejoices with us. When it's time for reproof, for correction, for instruction, do we listen? Do we accept his reproof? We can dish it out to the students, but can we take it from the one who really knows what he's talking about? I've never found his reproof to be so harsh as to crush my spirit. He observes me every day. He knows me through and through. How I respond to him makes a difference in my spiritual growth and how I relate to others I observe. And that, dear friends, was The Observation, written by Sharon Sewell. And now the remainder of our time together is our theme for this year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. 180 scripture prayers that we pray together each school day. 180 suggestions for caring for others on campus. And 180 guidelines to help you to dare to live your life out as a Christian in the public schools. We begin with prayer. Each school day, we say a scripture, then we pray that same scripture. Our scripture for today is Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you forgive. Oh, dear chosen ones, as you dress in the morning and put on your clothes for the day, consider consciously putting on kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Don't leave home without it. Oh, I could use a lot of work on that. And now, my friends, let me pray this scripture with you as a sample prayer, but a true prayer from my heart to your heart to his heart, in the hopes that you too will try it your way. Dear never-changing Father, blessed be your name, O Lord. You have adorned us with your compassionate heart. Please give us the gift of compassion so that we may put on kindness, humility, meekness, and patience to bear with one another at school, forgiving each other as you have forgiven us. Thank you for making us one of your beloved, holy, and chosen ones. Help us, Lord, to never forget that we are yours. May we be an outstanding ambassador for you on our school campuses. We ask in the patient and holy name of Jesus. Amen. And these prayers, my friends, are also on a YouTube channel, just the prayers themselves. So it's just a minute and a half. I don't even think any of them are 2 minutes. So if all you have is just a little bit of time, why not subscribe to the channel and just at least listen to the prayers that you are doing with your brothers and sisters across the nation. You can find it on YouTube at 180 Days of Praying Scripture with Educators. I know that's a long title, but you can put any of those keywords in and you'll find them. The second thing that we do is to take a look at ways to care. So I'm going to tell you, even though I say 180 ways to care, I actually had about 93. So we're going to repeat a few of them from the beginning of the year as a reminder of possibilities that you can do. It's never been the intention that you do 180 of them. And so, my friends, we do care for others. That's who we are as Christians, because Jesus admonished us, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." In this year that's so crazy, what a great time to go out of our way to care for our colleagues, our students, and administrators. In fact, Mother Teresa said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." So today, on our 93rd day together, one of the things I would just love to suggest is to distribute weekly devotionals to your colleagues. Do it by text, do it by email, but maybe you do it in a meeting. Meet before contract hours and share insights from devotionals and prayers for your school. They don't have to be our devotionals necessarily, but they're ready and available and specific to education. What a great way to point your friends to the Word of God. Now, the third thing is dare. Now, dare simply means, how do you live out your life as a Christian in the public school? And particularly now, it's getting trickier all the time. Educate yourselves, my friend, and know what you can and cannot do in the public schools. And that's what this portion's all about. So we have just four resources that we're using throughout the whole year, and there truly are 180 of these guidelines. And we began with Free to Speak, then we took the DOE guidelines, the Department of Ed at the federal level guidelines, and now we are in a Teacher's Guide to Religion in the Public Schools. What a great, great document. I am reading one guideline at a time, and today's says students may express their own religious views as long as such expression is germane to the discussion. Now, the children can do much more than we can as First Amendment Americans, but they do have to know how to do it with grace and humility also. Amen? We as Christian educators have a constitutionally protected corporate prayer that we do each day at exactly 1:16 p.m., and that's because of Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." Now set your alarms. Maybe you turned it off for the Martin Luther King weekend, but turn it back on, because today we're going to be praying that self-control is modeled in our classrooms. Now, if you don't remember that prompt when your alarm goes off at 1:16, that's no worry. Just pray. It's a momentary prayer, but a very important prayer that unites you with your brothers and sisters in the public schools and points you to the one that we serve each day. And now, my friends, I would love to remind you of a portion from our reading from Psalm 85 today. "Steadfast love and faithfulness meet, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. O holy God, all is yours. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. You own all the gold and silver. We thank you, Lord, for protecting, providing, and showing us the way. We love you, we look to you, and yearn for your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty God who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing." And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.